Bergamot. Citrus bergamia. Made by cold pressing the rind of the fruit of a plant belonging to the Rutaceae family, a hybrid of bitter orange, C. aurantium L., and lemon, C. limon L. berm F., or possibly lime, C. aurantifolia. Five ways to heal with orange essential oil. Primarily because of its rich D-limonene content. More on that to come. Orange oil is truly one of the most versatile and cost-effective essential oils on the market. Just listen to these five ways that orange oil can be used therapeutically. 1. Fight cancer. The most prominent and noteworthy component of not only orange but all citrus oils is D-limonene, which has been shown to be a potent cancer-fighting agent. Although we cannot pinpoint the exact mechanism, research suggests that D-limonene not only inhibits tumor growth, but triggers what is known as apoptosis, cancer cell suicide. Orange oil also contains polymethoxyflavones, phytochemicals that have been shown to slow the growth of and even kill human lung cancer. It's important to note that essential oil therapy for cancer patients is still untested and hotly debated because a vast majority of the research discussing the cancer-fighting benefits of essential oils is based on in vitro studies, cells in a petri dish, or conducted on animals. Granted, there are relatively few side effects if used safely and wisely, but consult your physician to make sure these oils are not contraindicated for any drugs you are taking. Application. Prepare a citrus power-packed cancer-fighting roll-on mixed with essential oils containing carvacrol and monoterpene that gives oregano and thyme their antimicrobial and immune-boosting properties. Cancer-fighting roll-on. 2 drops grapefruit essential oil. 2 drops orange essential oil. 2 drops tangerine essential oil. 2 drops oregano essential oil, 2 drops thyme essential oil, 1 drop winter savory essential oil. Carry your oil of choice, jojoba, and fractionated coconut oil absorb quickly and work best as needed. Supplies. 10 milliliter glass roller bottle. 1. Drop the essential oils into the roller bottle. 2. Fill the roller bottle with your carrier oil of choice and shake well. 3. Apply once or twice per day over the tumor area if isolated, or over the abdomen if the cancer is metastatic. Note: do not use for prolonged periods of time. Switch up every month or so, as is our general rule of thumb for all protocols. You can also try other cancer-fighting oils or use different proportions to this recipe. Discontinue use immediately if redness, soreness, or pain occurs. Other well-known cancer-fighting oils include clary sage, clove, frankincense, lemongrass, melissa, myrrh, and sandalwood. Here is an audio clip from our YouTube companion guide.
However, I want to put things into context because the truth about essential oils in cancer is it's still experimental. All the research we have, when I was researching literally the dozens and dozens of studies about not only essential oils, but the specific chemical components within the essential oils, like I already mentioned too, D-limonene and carvacrol, how they interact with cancer cells, how they actually cause apoptosis, which is known as cancer cell death. It's like programmed suicide. The cells just like, boom, they just burst. They lyse. Right? And then how essential oils can actually stop angiogenesis, which basically means the blood flow, the veins, the arteries, the arterioles that feed cancer tumors, they could stop that. How they are anti-thermogenic, how again, heat and energy feed cancer cells and feed tumors, and how essential oils can stop that. And how they literally can prevent DNA repair. That's unbelievable because cancer is a smart, living entity that will repair itself. But essential oils have the ability to stop that repair. So if chemotherapy or radiation is being used and the DNA of the cancer cell lines are damaged, using essential oils with those therapies have actually been shown to enhance those therapies. So one thing you're going to learn about me when it comes to the truth about essential oils and cancer, like my friend Yvonne, who's on immunotherapy, she just didn't shun medicine. And that's a route for some people. And I applaud them. And I praise God if and how they receive victory from this. But I also applaud and I praise God for all the people that take a more integrative approach, which is using both medicine and natural therapies. The truth about essential oils and cancer is this. It's not an all or nothing thing. And I caution people to get out of that mindset because it's not.
2. Improve cognitive function. An interesting study published in the Journal of Psychogeriatrics evaluated the effects of aromatherapy on 28 elderly people suffering from dementia, with the majority also diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. They were given rosemary and lemon inhalations in the morning, then lavender and orange in the evening. Through multiple tests and forms of analysis, the patient showed significant improvement in personal orientation without any deleterious side effects. The study shows that orange oil, when used in combination with rosemary, lemon, and lavender, can improve cognitive ability and that it is made more powerful when part of multifunctional blends. Application. Diffuse 3 drops each of lavender and orange essential oils at night to enjoy restful, rejuvenating sleep. 3. Relieve anxiety. Orange oil has also been shown to help relieve pre-surgical anxiety in dental patients. One study looked at both orange and lavender essential oil in comparison to listening to music or no intervention. The researchers found that those patients who were exposed to the fragrance of either lavender or orange enjoyed a significant reduction in pre-surgical anxiety, and their mood was boosted as well. I highlight this study because these patients were battling a considerable amount of anxiety going into dental surgery. If research like this shows us how helpful orange oil, along with lavender oil, can be under stressful circumstances, imagine how it might enhance normal, everyday life. Application. Prepare an anti-anxiety inhaler for on-the-go relief. Citrus Lovers Anxiety Inhaler. 5 drops orange essential oil. 5 drops bergamot essential oil. 5 drops sandalwood essential oil. 5 drops ylang ylang essential oil. Supplies. Pre-cut organic cotton pad. Aromatherapy inhaler. 1. Place a cotton pad in the inhaler tube. 2. Drop the essential oils directly onto the cotton pad inside the tube. 3. Secure the cap and store in desk drawer, purse, or glove compartment so you have it handy. 4. When a panic attack hits or when you feel anxious, simply open the inhaler and take a few deep breaths of vapor from the tube. 4. Reduce joint pain. There aren't many studies on the effects of citrus oil on pain, but an interesting study from 2008 looked at the use of orange and ginger oils to reduce knee pain in a group of elderly people. 59 patients received 6 massage sessions over 6 weeks using an aromatic massage oil, 1% zingibir officinale, and 0.5% citrus sinensis, with olive oil as the carrier. Their pain started to decrease within the first week. Notably, these people regularly experienced moderate to severe knee pain, so the relief was most welcome. Interestingly, the pain relief wasn't permanent. It only lasted until a week after the study ended, which suggests that regular use is necessary for joint-related issues, such as morning stiffness and inflammatory disease. Application. Prepare a pain relief roll-on for immediate short-term relief. Citrus-powered pain relief roll-on. 5 drops orange essential oil. 5 drops copaiba essential oil. 5 drops frankincense essential oil. Carrier oil of choice, jojoba and fractionated coconut oil absorb quickly and work best as needed. Supplies. 10 milliliter glass roller bottle. 1. Drop the essential oils into the roller bottle. 2. Fill the bottle with your carrier oil of choice and shake well. 3. Apply over joints during flare-ups twice daily at the onset of pain. 5. Ward off harmful microbes. Like many essential oils, orange is antimicrobial. In a study of 10 essential oils and their ability to kill 22 different strains of bacteria and 12 strains of fungi, orange oil was one of only 4 oils that were able to kill off all strains. The study pitted multiple types of bacteria, yeast, and fungi against essential oils, which suggests that orange can be used to treat a variety of microbial attacks. Application: add orange to any of the DIY cleaning recipes in Part 2. A note about D-limonene. One of the most common terpenes in nature, D-limonene is mostly found in the rind of citrus fruits. An article in the Alternative Medicine Review sums up its therapeutic abilities well. According to the study, D-limonene does not pose a mutagenic, carcinogenic, or nephrotoxic risk to humans, has been used clinically to dissolve cholesterol-containing gallstones, has also been used for relief of heartburn and gastroesophageal reflux, GERD, has well-established chemopreventative, the ability to slow or prevent the progression of cancer, activity against many types of cancer. Additionally, we know that D-limonene is a superpower in several other ways. Boosts immunity. D-limonene is a potent antioxidant and anti-inflammatory agent. Reverses liver and pancreas damage. In an attempt to see how alternative therapies affected non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, D-limonene was shown to reverse the effects of a high-fat diet in rats and restored the damage done to their liver and pancreas. Kills pathogens and acts as a preservative. Known to kill fungal threats, D-limonene can extend the shelf life of prepared foods by keeping fungal infestation and aflatoxin threats at bay. Aids in weight loss. Studies on lime essential oil have uncovered its ability to not only suppress appetite, but also to promote weight loss. Researchers suggest that these properties are due to the high amounts of D-limonene found in the oil. Decrease stress. As seen with bergamot oil, D-limonene has profound anti-stress effects on humans and animals. Promotes restful sleep. Shown to activate adenosine, A2A receptors, which are suspected to induce sedative effects, D-limonene can help promote a better night's sleep. Essential oils rich in D-limonene. In addition to orange, dozens of other essential oils are rich sources of D-limonene. Here's how they compare. Grapefruit, 84.8% to 95.4%. Clementine, 94.8% to 95%. Tangerine, 87.4% to 91.7%. Lemon expressed, 56.6% to 76%. Celery seed, 68% to 75%. Mandarin, 65.3% to 74.2%. Tangelo, 73.2%. Lemon distilled, 64% to 70.5%. Dill seed, 35.9% to 68.4%. Elemi, 26.9% to 65%. Palo Santo, 58.6% to 63.3%. Yuzu, 63.1%. Lime expressed, 51.5% to 59.6%. Lime distilled, 55.6%. Fir needle, silver, 54.7%. Bergamot expressed, 27.4% to 52%. Caraway, 36.9% to 48.8%. As we have discussed before, we need to be careful about taking single chemical constituent studies out of context. Still, Because they contain as much as 95% D-limonene, you can safely assume that using citrus essential oils may possibly have the same therapeutic effect as the isolated D-limonene compound itself. Ready to try it for yourself? Now that you've started your essential oils daily practice from Chapter 5, and you're equipped with all of the tools and tips needed to start using essential oils safely and effectively, it's time to get your hands dirty and learn how to make even more essential oil preparations. Part 2. Dr. Z's recommended oils for nearly every occasion. Proper planning prevents poor performance. British Army adage. Once you start to incorporate essential oils into your daily routine, you'll soon realize that they offer tremendous benefits in all parts of your life to help you manage specific illnesses and conditions, yes, but also to help you clean your home with far fewer chemicals and far less cost than standard cleaning supplies, to help you administer care to the pets in your life, and even to freshen up your stinky sneakers. In the upcoming chapters, I will outline a range of basic essential oil recipes, as well as show how to customize them to your desired use to benefit your body, your home, and your loved ones. 7. Basic Recipes. Once you have mastered a technique, you hardly need to look at a recipe again and can take off on your own. Julia Child. Once you take the time to master the basic recipes that make up your favorite essential oil-based products, the carrier base, for example, or the spritzer blend, the variations you can create are limitless. Hands down, my favorite blend of carrier oils is Mama Z's oil base. I think you'll love it too. But if you don't, simply try some other oils to find your own. Refer back to the list of carrier oils and have fun experimenting. From there, you just need to learn more about which types of oils are good for which purposes. For instance, want to promote rest and relaxation? Add a couple drops of lavender to your concoction. Want to perk up your mood? Add a citrus oil or two. In this chapter, you'll learn these basic recipes and some general guidelines so you can start creating essential oil blends that suit you and your needs. In later chapters, we'll dive into more advanced formulas to combat specific illnesses, but for now, let's cover the fundamentals. Basic bath salts formula makes one application. 1 cup Epsom salts, 1 ounce unscented Dr. Bronner's liquid Castile soap, acts as an emulsifier. 1 ounce carrier oil. Do not use regular coconut oil, as it can harden and clog pipes. 10 drops essential oils. Supplies, medium glass bowl. 1. Mix the ingredients in a bowl. 2. Pour all of the contents into the tub while drawing a bath. Use the warmest water you can tolerate to fully dissolve all ingredients. Basic massage oil formula. Makes 1 or 2 applications. 1 ounce carrier oil of your choice. 12 drops essential oils. Supplies, small glass bowl, lotion dispenser, or glass jar. 1. Mix the ingredients thoroughly in a bowl. 2. Use as a massage oil wherever muscles are sore, or to use as a moisturizer, apply to damp skin after a shower. 3. Store any leftover oil in a lotion container or glass jar. Note, this recipe is formulated to create a 2% dilution, which is the standard in aromatherapy for massage oil for adults. For an exhaustive list of conversions that are safe for the entire family, visit Chapter 2, where I discuss the topical use of essential oils and safety precautions. Basic roller bottle formula, 2% dilution. 6 drops essential oil. Fractionated coconut oil or the carrier oil of your choice. Supplies, 10 milliliter glass roller bottle. 1. Drop the essential oils into the roller bottle. 2. Fill the bottle with the carrier oil and shake gently to mix. Roller Bottle Dilution Guide. Since roller bottles usually come in 5, 10, or 15 milliliter bottles, the standard conversions in Chapter 2 won't apply. Here is a quick roller bottle dilution guide to get you started. 5 milliliter roller bottle, 1 teaspoon. 0.5% solution, less than 1 drop. 1%, 1.5 drops. 2%, 3 drops. 3%, 4.5 drops. 4%, 6 drops. 5%, 7.5 drops. 10 milliliter roller bottle, 2 teaspoons. 0.5% solution, 1 drop. 1%, 3 drops. 2%, 6 drops. 3%, 9 drops. 4%, 12 drops. 5%, 15 drops. Basic diffuser formula. 5 drops essential oils per 150 milliliters water. Supplies, diffuser. 1. Fill the diffuser with water to the predetermined line, usually 150 milliliters. 2. Add the essential oils. 3. Run the diffuser in a well-ventilated room until the water is used up. Note, clean the diffuser with a dry paper towel before your next use. Basic spritzer formula. 10 drops organic grain alcohol, 190 proof, per 1 ounce distilled water. 10 drops essential oils per 1 ounce distilled water. 10 drops witch hazel per 1 ounce distilled water. Supplies, 1 or 2 ounce spray bottle. 1. Mix the grain alcohol, essential oils, and witch hazel in the bottle. 2. Add distilled water and shake vigorously. Note, this formula will last for a couple of weeks. I've had these last for as long as 2 months and have not noticed any bacterial overgrowth, which can happen with all water-based products. This may not be obvious at first, but the smell will become rancid and you will notice a change in color if it's contaminated. Basic capsule formula makes 1 dose. 4 drops essential oils. Organic unrefined coconut oil or olive oil. Supplies, pipette. Size, 00, time-release capsule. 1. Using a pipette, drop the essential oils into the narrower bottom half of the capsule. 2. Use the pipette to fill the remaining space in the capsule with coconut or olive oil. 3. Fit the wider top half of the capsule over the bottom half and secure snugly. 4. Swallow the capsule immediately with water on an empty stomach. Take twice daily. Note, do not pre-make and store for future use. Let's get started. Now that we've covered some basic formulas, I recommend starting with Mama Z's Healing Skin Serum, which you can find at the end of this chapter. A little more advanced, it will help lay the foundation for many more recipes to come, as it facilitates healing at the deepest levels and can be used for a wide variety of skin conditions. The story behind this formulation tells how my wife helped her father beat skin cancer. My hope and prayer is that it inspires you to make your own and even give some away to a loved one who may be in need. Mama Z's story. My dad is a retired agri-scientist, and he has always been, and likely always will be, a passionate hobby farmer. In addition to his full-time job, he has spent more than 40 hours per week in the garden for as long as I can remember. He lived outside during the growing season any time he wasn't at work, and a lot of our family time was spent picking weeds and harvesting our produce. Even now, long retired from the agriculture business, he's still in the garden year-round. I have him to thank for my work ethic, my green thumb, and my sensitive skin. Dad's been bald for many years now, and he's always had a problem with cancerous lesions on his scalp. He goes through ball caps like my mom and I go through pantyhose, but that still doesn't keep all the sun away from his pale Irish-Scandinavian skin. For decades, my dad has battled melanoma on his head and has also recently developed precancerous lesions on his arms and hands. During my dad's most recent bout with skin cancer, he showed me the cream his doctor prescribed. One of its side effects was cancer. Isn't that crazy? I still can't get over the insanity behind anti-skin cancer cream that can cause cancer in other parts of the body. Dad had been applying this cream on his skin for months after having several tumors removed. Unfortunately, this approach didn't really help at all. In fact, the skin began to scale and resemble a candida infection. I asked him if he wanted to be healed, and he said, "Of course." I asked him if he'd be willing to try my favorite DIY anti-aging skin cream, and he said yes, but only if he could finish off the prescription stuff he was using. I said, "Fair enough," and went to work. I ended up making my dad two varieties of my anti-aging cream for him to try, one with lavender oil only, and another with a blend of lavender, tea tree, and frankincense. He used both my cream and the prescription stuff for a short time, and ended up using my concoctions alone. From what we can tell, the precancerous lesions were not a sign of a candida infection, and they simply disappeared and didn't progress to melanoma. Within 6 weeks, his hands and arms were completely clear, and now he's a believer in the power of DIY with essential oils. Mama Z's Healing Skin Serum. This super easy serum can be used as a carrier for any of your favorite essential oils. It is very good for the skin on its own, but even better with essential oils. 4 ounces aloe vera gel. 4 ounces organic unrefined coconut oil, melted. 32 drops lavender essential oil. 16 drops frankincense essential oil. Any species will do. 16 drops tea tree essential oil. 8 drops sandalwood essential oil. Supplies: food processor or blender, glass storage container. 1. Blend the aloe gel, coconut oil, and essential oils in a food processor or blender until smooth. 2. Once well mixed, store in a glass jar or salve container in a cool place, like the fridge, so the coconut oil remains hardened. 3. Apply over any problem areas on your skin at least once per day. Here is an audio clip from our YouTube companion guide.
Well, I was on vacation, and I got a serious sunburn. And so I went, of course, into Whole Foods to see what they had. And it didn't really have exactly what I wanted, but what they did have was very expensive. And so we were on a budget. So basically what I got out of it was to utilize apple cider vinegar first. Helps the pH of the skin and to exfoliate the layers.
And it doesn't burn with a sunburn?
No, actually, it actually feels, like, for the first couple seconds, you know, it's definitely something to get used to, but then it feels really nice. It actually feels soothing. So then they had mentioned aloe, and I had researched lavender essential oil, but I wanted to blend it with coconut oil because of the healing properties on the antibacterial, antifungal properties of the coconut oil.
And fast forward a little bit, because a couple years ago your dad had a skin cancer scare. He's been, you know, tell us about your dad, why he has so much skin cancer, and how you helped heal it.
Sure. Well, he had lived out in the sun in California, and of course his forearms, he had marks everywhere. He came to our house and he said, "Okay, here's the project." And he had got this cream out, and he was putting all this cream on, but I read the container and it said a side effect was that it caused cancer.
The side effect of the cancer cream caused cancer.
Yes. So,
you get that?
It was so crazy. And so I said to him, do you want to be healed?
He just said, "You want to be healed?" And he's like,
yeah.
Of course.
And,
you can heal me?
Yeah. So, I got out my concoction, and, of course, when I first put the Bragg apple cider vinegar on his arms, he said, he says, "Oh, I don't want to smell like a salad." And I said, "Oh, wait, just wait. I'm not done yet." And then that's when I put this mixture on. Absolutely.
Well, folks, that is the Healing Skin Serum. It's going to help you and your family survive the summer and be just enjoy it, because it works wonders. And again, this is Dr. Z.
And Mama Z.
The reviews we've received from our online fans about this serum are pretty fantastic. They're using it to treat everything from psoriasis to dermatitis to sunburns. Try it out and let me know what you think by leaving a comment on my website. I'd love to hear from you. 8. Heal yourself. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear fruit, because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food, and their leaves for healing. Ezekiel 47, verse 12. Bits and pieces of my personal healing story have been shared with millions of people around the globe. Like so many whom I have been privileged to help over the years, I suffered because I was a victim of misinformation. The more I studied biblical health and researched what the medical literature had to say about staying well and preventing disease, the more I encountered the notion that focusing on gut health should be the top priority. While you traverse your own health journey, my recommendation is that you take a good look at your gut first, because it is the cornerstone of your health. And it's why I begin our medicine cabinet makeover by focusing on the gastrointestinal tract. Dr. Z's Medicine Cabinet Makeover. In this section, I cover effective remedies for the following five conditions. 1. Gastrointestinal health, oral health, stomach and digestive health, gut health. 2. Mental health, energy and focus, mood enhancement, stress. 3. Infections, immune boosting, general infection protocol. Specific infections like candida are discussed in later chapters. 4. Pain management, general pain, headaches and migraines, hemorrhoids. 5. Sleep and weight loss, relaxing into sleep, appetite suppression, fat burning. Gastrointestinal health. The gastrointestinal, GI tract, connects your mouth to your anus, and every part in between is important and cannot be overlooked. Let's discuss some essential oil remedies for the three most important areas: oral health, stomach and digestive health, and gut health. Gut health is absolutely critical to enjoying full health and wellness in body and mind. But treating the gut can be tricky. To ensure that essential oils are able to bypass gastric juices and reach the gut, you must consume them within enteric-coated capsules, also known as time-release capsules, which are manufactured with a polymer coating that is designed to be broken down in the intestines. However, you can't always find them on Amazon and often have to purchase them in bulk. I also recommend applying a blend of gut-healing oils over the abdomen to treat digestive and gut-related concerns. Although the efficacy of this treatment has not been proven, I have seen many individuals experience amazing results. I suspect this is the case because oils applied on the skin get absorbed into the bloodstream. Treating the oral cavity and stomach is much easier and can be accomplished by applying essential oils directly into your mouth or consuming them in regular store-bought gel capsules to reach the stomach. Oral health. First on our GI health journey is oral health, where it all starts. Without question, oil pulling a few times a week is the most effective way to prevent oral health problems. When you add essential oils like clove and peppermint to your oil-pulling regimen, you experience even greater benefits. You can learn more about oil-pulling with essential oils in Chapter 2. In my opinion, the three most effective essential oils for oral health are clove, orange, and peppermint. Here's a quick rundown on how you can use them. Canker sores. Apply a 25% blend of my immunity-boosting blend, cinnamon bark, cinnamon leaf, clove, frankincense, lemon, orange, and rosemary, with fractionated coconut oil directly on top of canker sores twice daily. Halitosis. Make the DIY toothpaste and mouthwash recipes in Chapter 9 and use daily. Sensitive teeth. Oil pulling with clove is great for sensitive teeth. For extra support, apply a 50% blend of clove or orange oil with fractionated coconut oil directly on top of the teeth and gums where you're having a problem. Plaque and stains. Cinnamon leaf, clove, eucalyptus, rosemary, and orange are great to whiten teeth and clean plaque. I like to alternate these oils or blend them together and create a healthy oral mixture by adding them to my DIY toothpaste at a maximum 1% dilution. Blood blisters. Apply a 25% blend of lavender with fractionated coconut oil directly on top of blood blisters twice daily. Stomach and digestive health. As we travel down the GI tract, next is the stomach and digestive health as a whole. Essential oils can help you with many common digestive ailments, including nausea. Simply smelling lemon oil from a bottle can stop nausea in its tracks. Same with diffusing ginger. Alternatively, taking 2 or 3 drops of a blend of peppermint, ginger, and cardamom internally in a gel capsule can help as well. Be sure to fill up your capsule with an edible carrier oil to help ensure safety and efficacy. Gas and bloating. Applying a 3-5% dilution of my healthy digestion blend, see chapter 2, over your tummy can do wonders to keep gas and bloating at bay. Ulcers. The gastroprotective abilities of clove essential oil and its primary constituent, eugenol, have been evaluated for their anti-ulcer activity in animal models, and both were shown to help considerably. Similar effects were seen with ginger and turmeric essential oils. To enjoy the ulcer-preventing prowess of clove and eugenol-containing oils, such as cinnamon, from the bark or the leaf, basil, bay, and holy basil, try putting 2 drops in a size 00 gel capsule mixed with a cooking oil like coconut or olive and consume twice daily. Gut health. Traveling even farther down the GI tract, we get to the gut, which is not only responsible for digestion and elimination, but also plays a huge role in immunity and mental health. Essential oils support good gut health in the following ways. Irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. IBS affects more than 10% of the global population, but fewer than 30% of those affected will ever go to the doctor to seek a diagnosis. IBS is usually managed with diet and medication, but essential oils, especially in enteric-coated capsules, have also been indicated for symptom control. Although more extensive studies are welcomed, a comprehensive review conducted in 2008 shows that peppermint oil offers significant improvement over a placebo, as does dietary fiber. Both are about as effective as antispasmodic medications. Application. To ensure the oil reaches the intestines, use enteric-coated capsules. Try using 3 drops of peppermint with an edible carrier oil twice a day for a week to see how your body responds. Dysbiosis and small intestine bacterial overgrowth, SIBO. The microbial balance in the gut can be shifted in many ways, usually categorized as dysbiosis. A particularly concerning form of dysbiosis is SIBO, which occurs when bacteria that should be in the colon are found in the small intestine. Both generalized dysbiosis and the more specific condition of SIBO are connected with other health concerns, including IBS and metabolic disorders. A 2012 study found that specific essential oils can be paired with probiotics to relieve the symptoms of SIBO and other gut flora issues. In another study, caraway, lavender, and neroli were among 8 standout examples of essential oils that helped promote the balance of beneficial bacteria in the body. These studies demonstrate the excellent ability of these essential oils to reduce detrimental bacteria without also lowering the population of beneficial strains. Application: create an SIBO blend by mixing a 1-to-1-to-1 ratio of caraway, lavender, and neroli. Then consume 2 or 3 drops of this blend in an enteric-coated capsule filled with an edible carrier oil twice a day and see how your body responds. Leaky gut. Still a relatively new topic in the essential oil research community, leaky gut, intestinal permeability, refers to the integrity of the intestinal barrier known as tight junctions. When the tight junctions in your intestinal lining break down or separate slightly, imagine a dam that has holes in it and leaks water. Contents in the gut start to permeate the bloodstream. These toxins, proteins, and semi-digested food particles are normally excreted when the system is functioning properly. The result is quite detrimental because of the ensuing inflammatory response, which can play a role in autoimmune disease, celiac disease, IBS, mood disorders, food allergies, and sensitivities, and obesity. In 2016, the Biomed Research International Journal published a study that uncovered oregano oil's ability to repair the intestinal lining and potentially reverse leaky gut. It can close the dam, so to speak, filling in the leaky part of the gut. In this particular study, the blood toxin levels from the pigs being tested decreased significantly, a good sign that ingesting oregano can help prevent toxic leakage through your gut as well. Application? Try taking 2 or 3 drops of oregano oil in an enteric-coated capsule twice a day for a week to see if your symptoms of leaky gut subside. Be sure to fill up your capsule with an edible carrier oil to help ensure safety and efficacy. Mental health. Although there are certainly times when working with a certified counselor or even taking a prescription medication can make all the difference in your mental health, essential oils can support mental health in a variety of ways, from promoting focus to reducing stress and anxiety and improving mood. Focus and clarity. Essential oils can help you focus on what's important and think clearly, two crucial skills for keeping your thoughts trained on the positive and warding off the doubts and fears that derail so many good intentions. When you need help pulling yourself out of a Facebook wormhole so you can get back on task, a blend of eucalyptus, peppermint, and rosemary oils can help you be here now. Energy and focus inhaler. 4 drops eucalyptus essential oil. 4 drops frankincense essential oil. 4 drops peppermint essential oil. 4 drops rosemary essential oil. 4 drops sandalwood essential oil. Supplies: pre-cut organic cotton pad, aromatherapy inhaler. 1. Place a cotton pad in the inhaler tube. 2. Drop the essential oils directly onto the cotton pad inside the tube. 3. Open the inhaler and take 5 deep breaths when you need a quick, focused boost of energy and mental clarity. Mood enhancement, anxiety, and stress reduction. Essential oils are often used for their uplifting antidepressant abilities, thanks to their simple applications and quick results. It never ceases to amaze me that simply smelling a fragrance can so quickly and effectively reach and affect the brain. There is an abundance of research showing how essential oils can enhance mood and reduce anxiety and stress. Here are just a few of those oils: bergamot, frankincense, geranium, German chamomile, lavender, lemon, neroli, orange, sweet, palmarosa, peppermint, rose, spikenard, ylang ylang. Here are a stress-reducing blend and a mood-boosting blend that are hands down my favorites for keeping the heart light and spirits high. Dr. Z's Stress Bomb Blend. 20 drops frankincense essential oil. 20 drops lavender essential oil. 20 drops palmarosa essential oil. 10 drops spikenard essential oil. 10 drops ylang ylang essential oil. Supplies: small glass bottle or jar. 1. Combine the essential oils in a bottle or jar and shake to mix well. 2. Use an inhaler, diffuser, or in your DIY body oil to stop stress in its tracks. Mood boosting inhaler. 10 drops bergamot essential oil. 10 drops key lime essential oil. Supplies: pre-cut organic cotton pad, aromatherapy inhaler. 1. Place a cotton pad in the inhaler tube. 2. Drop the essential oils directly onto the cotton pad inside the tube. 3. Open the inhaler and take 5 deep breaths when you feel stressed and need a pick-me-up. Note: sweet or wild orange, neroli, lemon, or tangerine can be used instead of key lime if you don't have this oil. Infections. Infections thrive in dysfunctional immune systems. Environmental toxins abound, and it's virtually impossible to find pure air, food, and water, which contributes to the gradual, systematic breakdown of our immune systems. If we regularly focus on healthy living practices, we can combat some of the effects of these toxins on our bodies. Frankincense is the star player of the essential oils team when it comes to boosting the immune system. Research has shown that it can increase production of key components of the immune system, including cytokines, signaling molecules, and immunoglobulins, antibodies, as well as improving the function of T cells, molecules that fight invaders. In addition to frankincense, there are other essential oils that pack a super powerful immune system boost. To cover your bases, I suggest making an immunity-boosting blend like the one in Chapter 2 with cinnamon bark, cinnamon leaf, clove, frankincense, lemon, sweet or wild orange, and rosemary. Application: try my immune booster to beef up your immune system. Immune booster: 1 packet liposomal vitamin C, preferably Live On Labs brand. 1 teaspoon raw honey. 1 teaspoon organic unrefined coconut oil. 1 or 2 drops immunity boosting blend. 1 quarter teaspoon organic pumpkin pie spice. Tiny pinch of Himalayan pink sea salt. Warm water as needed. Supplies: medium drinking glass. 1. Mix all the ingredients in a glass, then dilute with warm water to taste. 2. Enjoy twice daily at the onset of a cold, or once per day for prevention during cold and flu season. Note: this is not a long-term solution, and using for more than 2 or 3 weeks at a time is not advisable. Be sure to consult with your healthcare provider if you're currently taking immune-suppressing medications for an autoimmune condition. Discontinue the blend if adverse reactions occur. Multipurpose Infection-Fighting Roll-On. If you find yourself with a weakened immune system and you come down with an infection, bacterial, fungal, or viral, try this multipurpose roll-on. 2 drops lemongrass essential oil. 2 drops sweet or wild orange essential oil. 2 drops oregano essential oil. 2 drops tea tree essential oil. 2 drops thyme essential oil. Fractionated coconut oil, almond or jojoba can also be used. Supplies: 10 milliliter glass roller bottle. 1. Mix the essential oils in the roller bottle. 2. Fill with the coconut oil and gently shake to mix. 3. Apply on the soles of the feet and over the abdomen twice a day while battling a systemic infection. Note: do not use for more than 3 weeks at a time. Discontinue use immediately if you experience any adverse reactions. Also, do not use on an open wound. For that purpose, apply a 3% dilution of lavender oil topically every 4 hours. 3% equals 18 drops per ounce of an antifungal carrier oil, such as unrefined coconut oil. General pain conditions. Peppermint oil and lavender oil work well together as a cooling, soothing, anti-inflammatory for painful areas. Lemon balm, Melissa essential oil, has also been shown to have some effectiveness against both inflammation and swelling. Application: whip up one of the following blends in a carrier oil, and you'll have a healthier bottle of relief to reach for the next time you're in pain. Pain Away Body Oil. 10 drops lavender essential oil. 10 drops peppermint essential oil. 5 drops lemon balm essential oil. 1 ounce carrier oil. We use Mama Z's oil base. Supplies: glass jar. 1. Drop the essential oils into the glass jar. 2. Add the carrier oil and mix. 3. Massage over painful joints or into sore muscles as needed. For deeper relief, you might need to up the ante. Frankincense can help. The pain-relieving ability of this essential oil was tested on patients struggling with cancer, who were either treated to a week of daily 5-minute hand massages with sweet almond oil infused with essential oils of bergamot, lavender, and frankincense in a 1-to-1-to-1 ratio in a 1.5% dilution, or a week of daily 5-minute hand massages with sweet almond oil that had no essential oils. With no other pain medications used, the group who received the essential oil massage with frankincense reported that their pain was relieved significantly. Because there is a connection between inflammatory processes and pain, oils that are anti-inflammatory are often analgesic as well. Frankincense serves this dual role. Other oils that are especially helpful in combating serious pain conditions are copaiba, copaifera langsdorffi, and sweet marjoram, origanum majorana. Application? Try my No More Pain Blend for deep relief. No More Pain Blend. 25 drops copaiba essential oil. 25 drops frankincense essential oil. 25 drops sweet marjoram essential oil. Supplies. 5 milliliter essential oil bottle. 1. Mix the essential oils in a 5 milliliter bottle. 2. Use as directed in the following recipes. No More Pain Roll-On. 15 drops No More Pain Blend. Fractionated coconut oil. Supplies. 10 milliliter glass roller bottle. 1. Drop the essential oils into the roller bottle. 2. Fill the roller bottle with your carrier oil of choice. Fractionated coconut oil works best, and shake well. 3. Massage over sore muscles and joints. Wait 4 hours between applications. No More Pain Capsules. Makes one application. 2 or 3 drops No More Pain Blend. Olive oil. Supplies. Pipette. Size 00 gel capsule. 1. With a pipette, put 2 or 3 drops of the No More Pain Blend into a gel capsule and fill with olive oil. 2. Take up to twice a day as needed. Note, this is not a long-term solution, and using for more than 2 or 3 weeks at a time is not advisable. Be sure to consult with your healthcare provider first if you're currently taking medications. Discontinue if adverse reactions occur. Headaches and migraines. You can enjoy great relief from headaches and migraines by using essential oils. The spicy tingle of peppermint oil helps relieve the muscular tension that leads to headache and, when blended with lavender and wintergreen, can be highly effective at stopping an attack. Instant headache and migraine relief. 7 drops peppermint essential oil. 7 drops lavender essential oil. 2 drops copaiba essential oil. 2 drops frankincense essential oil. 2 drops wintergreen essential oil. 1 ounce carrier oil or Mama Z's oil base. Supplies. Small glass bowl. Glass jar or bottle. 1. Drop the essential oils into the bowl. 2. Add the carrier oil and mix. 3. Massage over the temples and back of the neck at the onset of a headache or migraine. 4. Store the excess in a glass jar. Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids are usually caused by excessive straining to make a bowel movement. Essential oils won't prevent them. However, they can significantly reduce the discomfort as your body heals. Eating a healthy, fiber, and probiotic-rich diet will also help prevent them from happening in the first place. Traditionally thought to help constrict blood vessels that can cause a hemorrhoid to swell, cypress oil, Cupressus sempervirens, is a key ingredient in the following DIY recipes. Hemorrhoid Sitz Bath. 1 cup Epsom salts. 1 ounce evening primrose oil. 1 ounce jojoba oil. 1 ounce Dr. Bronner's unscented liquid Castile soap. 1 drop cypress essential oil, 1 drop frankincense essential oil, 1 drop lavender essential oil, 1 drop Roman chamomile essential oil, hot water as needed. Supplies: large glass bowl. Put the Epsom salts in the bowl, add the carrier oils and Castile soap, and mix until evenly distributed. 2. Add the essential oils and mix well. 3. Pour in just enough hot water to dissolve the salts. 4. Fill a tub with 4 or 5 inches of warm water, making sure it's not too hot for your bottom. 5. Add the Epsom salts and oil mixture. 6. Sit down in the bath so that your bottom is immersed in the mixture and soak for 15 to 20 minutes. 7. Rinse both yourself and the tub afterward. Hemorrhoid cream. 2 ounces Mama's Ease oil base. 15 drops cypress essential oil. 10 drops peppermint essential oil. 5 drops frankincense essential oil. 5 drops lavender essential oil. Supplies: small glass jar. 1. Mix the ingredients in a small jar, secure the lid, and refrigerate until hardened. 2. After washing your hands, carefully apply a small dab directly onto your hemorrhoid twice daily to calm the inflammation and soothe the pain. 3. Store extra in the refrigerator. Sleep and weight loss. The sleep aid and weight loss markets are big money, which presents a huge problem for those of us in the public health world, because the products being recommended are often habit-forming. This is also why I clump sleep and weight loss together, because medicine cabinets across the land are filled with addictive and mostly useless over-the-counter pills that do not truly address the issues behind insomnia and unwanted weight gain. Lavender is a superstar when it comes to promoting sleep. It is found in the vast majority of studies that evaluate essential oils for sleep relief. Using lavender oil as a sleep aid can be as simple as inhaling its scent straight out of the bottle. If you'd like a more formal recipe, try one of the following blends. Sleepy Time Spritz. 20 drops Sleepy Time Blend. 20 drops Organic Grain Alcohol. 190 proof. 20 drops witch hazel. Supplies: 2 ounce glass spray bottle. 1. Combine the essential oils, grain alcohol, and witch hazel in the spray bottle and gently shake to mix. 2. Fill the remaining space in the bottle with water and shake well. 3. Mist your pillow before bedtime to help aid sleep and provide a restful night. Sweet Slumber Diffuser Blend. 5 drops of your favorite sleep-inducing blend. Supplies: diffuser. 1. Fill the diffuser with water as directed. 2. Add the essential oils. 3. Start the diffuser 10 minutes before you get into bed. Essential Oil Blends for Sleep. In addition to the Sleepy Time Blend, these are some of my favorite and most used blends for a restful night's sleep: frankincense, myrrh, and vetiver; cedarwood, sandalwood, and valerian; clary sage, lavender, sweet marjoram, rose-scented geranium, and ylang-ylang; sweet or wild orange, palmarosa, and patchouli. In addition to putting these oils in your diffuser, you can add 5 drops of an oil blend to 1/2 cup white vinegar and put it in the fabric softener cup of your washing machine when you wash your sheets. Or drop the oils on a wet washcloth and toss it in the dryer when you dry your sheets. Sweet Sleep Body Oil. 4 drops lavender essential oil. 4 drops Roman chamomile essential oil. 4 drops vetiver essential oil. 4 drops ylang-ylang essential oil. 2 ounces carrier oil or Mama's Ease oil base. Supplies: medium glass bowl, lotion dispenser, or glass jar. 1. Drop the essential oils into the bowl. 2. Add a carrier oil and mix. 3. used to massage your feet and as a body oil before bedtime for added moisture and super sweet sleep. 4. Store the excess in a lotion dispenser or glass jar. Here is an audio clip from our YouTube companion guide.
Well, as I found out being a mom, it's very important to get good quality sleep when you can get sleep.
Yes. And dad.